Well, howdy, pard. Here's an invitation to go trail dreaming out where the West really begins. Now you're saddled up, reins in hand on a good horse, in God's country, all kinds of elbow room, no horns a-honking or no loud music to dull the sounds of Mama Nature. Combine all this with your hosts, Andy and Jim Nelson, along for the ride. Now they're going to keep you where you belong, clear out west, with news, culture, poetry, entertainment, all from the hub of cowboy country where you are. Stay tuned, won't you, for the best in the West, bar none, and enjoy the ride.
Hey there, big feller. Do you know what the naughty soccer player got from Santa Claus?
Coal.
Coal!
Yes, he did.
Yeah, right, yeah. In Clear Out West Radio Show, Andy and Jim Nelson, your hosts, thanks for going for a ride with us, folks. One more time, one more week in cow country.
And a red car.
Yeah, and a red car.
Welcome to our outfit.
All right, so I got to say this. I'm a rugby player, and they do the yellow card, red cards in rugby games, too.
Uh-huh.
This was hilarious. A rugby player got a red card from a referee.
Uh-huh.
He had one of those red Uno skip cards in his pocket.
Skip.
And he pulled it out and handed it to him.
Now that's thinking.
He knew he was going to get a red card, obviously, because he put that in his trunk,
in his pocket.
Yeah. Anyway, that's right. Skip. Yeah. Either that or a reverse card. One or the other. Yeah. That's awesome.
That's funny.
All right. Anyway, hey, welcome to our outfit.
Yeah.
That's right. Bad Christmas dad jokes.
Christmas dad jokes. Oh, my favorite.
Did you hear about the man who stole the advent calendar?
No.
He got 25 days.
He got 25 days.
Yeah. What do you call a bunch of chess masters bragging about their games in a hotel lobby over the holidays?
I don't know.
Chestnuts boasting in an open foyer.
In an open foyer.
In an open foyer.
Chestnuts.
All right.
Oh,
I know.
That's a groaner.
These are not getting any better either. Yeah. Do you know what the snowman said when he was in the grocery store?
No.
Do you smell carrots?
Do you smell carrots?
You smell popcorn?
You smell popcorn?
Right, yeah. Yeah. But you know what he was doing in there, don't you?
Looking for carrots.
He was picking his nose.
Picking his nose, that's right. That's better than picking your seat.
Yeah. Amen, yeah. What's a vegan's favorite Christmas carol?
Don't know.
Soy to the world.
Soy.
Yeah, right. What did the gingerbread man put on his bed?
Frosty.
A cookie sheet.
A cookie sheet.
Well, yeah.
Well, of course.
Well, yeah, right. What do snowmen eat for breakfast?
Carrots.
Ice Krispies.
Ice Krispies.
Oh, yeah, this is just terrible.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, terrible.
Oh, dear.
I'm going to skip some of these. These are terrible. Yeah. I'm telling you, yeah. What's the difference between the Christmas alphabet and the regular alphabet?
I don't know.
The Christmas alphabet has no L.
No L?
Yeah.
Okay. Got it.
Right, yeah. What is a parent's favorite Christmas carol?
I don't know.
Silent Night.
Silent Night.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet you. All right. What did the gingerbread man say after all the cookies were gone?
I don't know.
It's so hard to bake new friends.
Oh, man.
It is. It's terrible. How did the Jedi know that he was getting what he was getting for Christmas?
Well, he knew because of the Force.
He could sense their presence.
Their presence?
Yes.
Oh, dear.
I know.
Oh,
I know. Why did the kitten refuse to climb the Christmas tree?
Sappy.
He was afraid of the bark.
Yes,
that's right.
Poor kitty.
What's red, white, and blue on Christmas Eve?
No.
A sad candy cane?
A sad candy cane.
Terrible?
Just bad?
Yeah. What is the best possible holiday present?
I don't know.
A broken drum. It can't be beat.
There you go.
Amen.
Yeah.
Did you hear that Walmart was giving away dead batteries?
No, I did not.
Yeah, they're free of charge.
Free of charge?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Obviously.
Yeah, that's right. Yes. You know, we do have a great show coming up.
I certainly hope so.
Right. Ren Hill's riding along with us. Jimmy Dean has some cowboy poetry. Yeah. The Flying W Wranglers, Rich O'Brien, Wiley, and the Wild West are all riding along. But let's start with R.W. Curley, Belinda, and Kip.
Yeah.
Yeah. Traditional Christmas medley.
joy to the world. The Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and heaven and nature sing.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies. With angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.
Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains, and the mountains in reply, echoing their joyous strains. Gloria in excelsis Deo,
angels, the great glad tidings tell. Oh, come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel. He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove.
Righteousness
and wonders of his love, and wonders of his love, and wonders and wonders of his love.
Boy, that's a great way to start Claremont West radio shows. Christmas in Cow Country show. That's right. We did the goof off show last week.
Right.
And we're going to pay pretty close attention to the details.
Absolutely.
This week, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, what is the reason for the season?
Well, it is our Savior, Jesus Christ.
That's right. Yeah. That's why we celebrate. We celebrate his birth. Mm-hmm. Historians tell us that it probably wasn't December 25th.
No, it wasn't.
It was somewhere around the first part of April.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
There you go. There's your trivia for the day.
There you have it. Yeah.
But there are things to remember.
Yeah.
At this point, at this time of the year. Right?
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, there's reasons for why we give and receive gifts.
Uh-huh.
So what is that?
Well, a lot of people think it's because of the three wise men.
Right.
Well, what about the gift that God gave the
world?
That
is where I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I guess if you go back into history and you do a little research, Jesus was probably 2 or 3 years old by the time the wise men got to him.
That's right. You know, the Magi, it took them a long time
to find him. Exactly.
Yeah.
And they had left Israel. They had left Bethlehem, and they had left where they were living.
Yeah.
Because of Herod's decree.
That's right. They had to run to Egypt.
Yeah,
didn't they
fled into Egypt
yeah.
Because all the newborns up to 2 years old were being killed. Yeah, that's right. There's a special place in hell for Herod, okay?
Ooh, yeah.
I'm just telling you, okay? I'm just going with that.
Right.
Yeah. So the gifts, I like your take on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The gift that God gave to the world, his only begotten son, knowing what was going to happen later.
Knowing full well, yeah.
How tough is that?
Well, and the Savior raised his hand, knowing full well.
Oh, that's right. Said, yep, yeah, I'll do it.
I'll go and
that's
do.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's why the Savior is who he is.
And right.
That's why Old Scratch is who he is.
There you have it.
And
yeah.
There it is in a nutshell.
Yeah.
All
absolutely.
Right. There you go. Christmas carols.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Singing praises to the Lord.
That's right. Right. Yeah.
David and Solomon and all those that wrote songs.
Yeah, and the herald angels.
And,
yeah,
right. So the carols are praise.
Right. It's a prayer.
Yeah.
Of a sort.
There right? you go. Prayer put to song.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't pray beautifully in a song.
I don't either.
But I still like.
I try.
But I still like to sing them.
Yeah.
I enjoy them.
Well, in there somewhere, doesn't it say something about a joyous noise?
Yeah, it says a joyous noise.
Yes.
That's exactly right. It doesn't say a beautiful song on key and the right pitch.
That's right.
That's right. It does. It says raise a joyous noise.
No, joyous noise.
That's what.
That would be me.
All right. Well, we make plenty of joyous noise, especially here on Cal Radio, right?
Mm.
Yeah. We're going to talk about a lot of these things to remember this week, but right now, we're going to ditch out to a cowmercial.
Okay.
Yeah. But the good news is, when we come back, our buddy Wiley and the Wild West, they got some great Christmas music for us. Range Magazine is a national award-winning quarterly publication devoted to the issues that threaten the West, its people, culture, lands, and wildlife. No stranger to controversy, Range presents thought-provoking, common-sense stories on environmental and political problems facing the people who feed America. Range is on the front lines fighting against the burdens natural resource providers face every day and showcases a unique way of life and a valued and disappearing rural heritage by celebrating America's ranchers and farmers. Range is pleased to offer a special package to Cal Radio listeners. Receive a 1-year, 4-issue subscription to Range Magazine and this year's Real Buckaroo calendar, a $33 value for only $20. This special is available only by calling 1-800-RANGE, the number 4, the letter U. That's 1-800-726-4348. And mention you heard it on Clear Out West Radio Show. Range Magazine, the cowboy spirit on America's Outback.